Hello out there, and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to catch you up with all the local and regional news you need to know. A lot of healthcare news today. Pennsylvania's governor wants more money for rural hospitals, while other health programs are worried about federal cuts. It's Wednesday, April 9th. Let's get you up to date. First, we'll talk about some local health programs. The Trump administration's recent cuts to the Department of Health and Human Services included billions of dollars in grants to the states. Governor Josh Shapiro joined a lawsuit against the administration, and the cuts were paused. But as WVIA's Lydia McFarland reports, Luzerne and Lackawanna County officials are left waiting on money that may not come.
Luzerne County's Drug and Alcohol Department might lose about $150,000. Lackawanna County has nearly $260,000 at risk.
We're not going to be able to do a lot of the work that we've done over the past couple of years.
That was Barbara Durkin. She's the director of Lackawanna County's Department of Health and Human Services. Durkin said the state told her to, quote, draw down any remaining money we haven't drawn down yet and do it fast, unquote. Now, she waits for reimbursement. Megan Stone is Luzerne County's division head for the Office of Human Services. She's thinking of ways to fill in gaps, like using opioid settlement funds, if they lose federal money.
We're as prepared as we can be to not be fully reliant on those funds.
Dr. Arianne Scheller runs Endless Mountains Extended Care in Factoryville. It's an addiction treatment facility. Luzerne County's drug and alcohol program covers Wyoming County, too. She gets money from the county for prevention and recovery programs.
If there are continued cuts for a program like ours, we won't exist.
Scheller fears these cuts are just the tip of the iceberg. She's worried about potential cuts to Medicare and Medicaid while she works on a backup plan. In Pittston, I'm Lydia McFarland, WVIA News.
Thanks, Lydia. You can find more of that story at WVIA.org. Now, while that's been happening with federal funding, state budget negotiations are continuing here in PA. The Shapiro administration is making the case for more funding to support rural hospitals. For WVIA, Sydney Roach reports from a Tuesday press conference at Penn Highlands Tyrone.
Trina Abla is the Penn Highlands Healthcare Chief Medical Officer. She says her system, along with every rural hospital, is struggling financially.
Rural hospitals have been facing substantial cost increases for labor, drugs, supplies, coupled with inadequate reimbursement rates and ongoing staffing shortages, recruitment, and retention.
In Governor Josh Shapiro's 2025-26 budget proposal, he's asking for $10 million to expand a student loan repayment program for healthcare providers in rural communities. Overall, he's asking for a 9% increase from last year, totaling $51.5 billion. State Republicans have criticized the governor's budget proposal, saying a large increase could eliminate the state's emergency savings and create the need for tax increases on Pennsylvania's families. Val Arkush, the state's Department of Human Services secretary, says increasing funding to rural hospitals is, quote, common sense.
Rural hospitals are the lifeblood of rural communities, and so it is a wise investment to invest in healthcare in your communities.
A final agreement on the state budget is due by June 30th, but state lawmakers have missed the deadline for the past 3 years. In Tyrone, I'm Sydney Roach.
More up to date after this break.
We report to you. Subscribe to the WVIA News Notes e-newsletter for the latest from the news team. Visit wvia.org/news and click on the subscribe button to receive the newsletter every Tuesday and Friday morning.
Welcome back. You might be feeling like you're paying a little bit more at the grocery store lately. With the higher price of eggs, some people in central Pennsylvania are turning to other breakfast foods like cereal or yogurt. But Rivka Wolin wanted to find something close to actual eggs. So she and her roommate cooked up some plant-based egg alternatives and had friends compare the taste to real eggs. Here's more.
During our last grocery run, my roommate and I were shocked to see the price of eggs was almost $6 for a dozen. We decided to see if we could find another option until prices go down. First, my roommate Allie Schroeder is mixing up some tofu scramble. She's vegetarian, and instead of eating eggs, she sometimes uses tofu to get more protein in the mornings.
I'm gonna crumble it in a bowl. I'm gonna use about half a block, and I'm gonna put my spices. So it's gonna be ground turmeric, pepper, garlic powder.
Schroeder picks up each bottle and sprinkles some onto the tofu.
And then the secret ingredient is black salt. It tastes very eggy. Gotta use a little bit of it at first.
She has a hot pan waiting on the stove.
Once it's all mixed, I'm gonna take a little bit of olive oil on a pan on medium-low heat, and I'm gonna let it sizzle on the pan for a little bit.
The tofu scramble gets its yellow color from the turmeric.
Once the tofu scramble is done cooking a little bit, I'm gonna add a little bit of cream cheese to the pan and a little bit of milk. This can be done like non-dairy, but I use dairy because I still eat it. Yeah, so it's gonna give that more eggy texture, and it's gonna be a little bit more moist than just doing the spices in the pan.
The tofu costs $1.75 at our favorite bargain grocery store and makes two servings. We invited a couple of real egg-loving friends over to be our testers.
Fried eggs, you can't beat the simplicity of a really good fried egg.
But, Robert Schiff says, the tofu scramble is closer to an egg than he expected.
Actually, that's not too bad. Actually, that's all right. That's all right. I would eat this. It doesn't quite exactly replicate a good egg, but it gets closer than I would have expected, to be honest. I would eat this.
Graham Lively says if someone told him the tofu scramble was an egg, he would probably believe it.
They kind of taste like an egg, but a little bit squishier. But if you gave me this at a restaurant and you like insisted that this was an egg, I would believe you. You'd have to be pretty insistent, though.
On to the next experiment, a mung bean omelet. I call it an omelet because it holds together and doesn't get stirred. I'm blending up yellow mung beans with nutritional yeast, turmeric, garlic powder, and again, black salt. We got a 2-pound bag of mung beans for $7.99, and I'm estimating we'll get about 24 omelets out of it. This recipe takes more preparation than a tofu scramble. I had to remember to soak the beans overnight, and now I have to blend them for a couple minutes until they're about the consistency of a smoothie. This recipe makes 3 medium omelets per half cup of dried beans. I pour the mixture into a preheated, oiled pan, and I leave it untouched for a couple minutes, flip it, and after a couple more minutes, it's done. Now, it's time for the taste test.
Okay, so the thing is, it's actually very good.
Schiff says the mung bean omelet reminds him of hummus or a falafel.
But an angry waiter screaming at me that this was indeed an egg would not convince me that it was an egg. I would stand up for myself in that situation. I would stand up and I'd say, "No, waiter, this is not an egg."
Lively says he also preferred the tofu eggs.
I would eat tofu scramble purposefully. And I would eat this occasionally on purpose, but I would not eat this as an egg substitute. I would just eat this.
Roughly doing the math, the tofu scramble costs about half as much as our 3-egg omelet, and the mung bean omelet is about a quarter of the cost, but not as convincing. I actually prefer the mung bean omelet. It'll be easy and cheap to get through that 2-pound bag. In State College, I'm WPSU intern Rivka Wolin.
That was Rivka Wolin reporting for WVIA. All right, other than hungry for a tofu scramble, how are we feeling? Caught up and ready for the day? Thanks for hanging out with me today here on Up to Date. I'm Sarah Cinto, and if you want to hear more from the WVIA news team, remember to subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you get your podcasts, or right at WVIA.org. And we hope you'll subscribe to the WVIA News Notes newsletter too. You'll get all the local stories you need to know every Tuesday and Friday morning. Only 2 more days left of this week. I hope you have a great day, and I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.